I want you to give me your undivided attention. And as you do, the Lord will bless you mightily in the name of our Lord Jesus. Still on the spiritual gifts that we're talking about today, we'll be talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. You see, one of the things we fail to understand is that many people understand who Jesus is. Many people understand who the Father is, but only very few understand who the Holy Spirit is and the work of the Holy Spirit. And even though the Bible made it very clear that the Spirit was there right from the beginning, but most times we don't pay attention to the Spirit of the living God. So people think that the Holy Spirit is the last born of the Father. Actually, what we fail to understand is that the Holy Spirit is God, equal with God. The Bible calls him so many names. Even God refers to him as my Spirit. And Jesus refers to him as my Spirit. And what most people don't understand is that Holy Spirit is actually the Father of Jesus Christ on the earth realm. And today we'll look deep into the things of the Spirit. Kamina kasupra eleva zuvrele siti pra kalushikata. Mabembere vosupra la benda berekusi pra eleva supra. Father, let this word be open, Lord. And we bind every spirit of bird that will come to take this seed that will be planted in the hearts of your people. We come against every evil bird that takes away the seed that is planted into the heart of people. And we say that that evil bird is arrested, thrown into the pit of hell in the name of our Lord Jesus. I want you to understand that in your walk as a Christian, you're going to make mistakes. But in that mistakes, you will find understanding. There is no human being that is perfect, but a human being can be perfect. Jesus showed us an example of that it is possible for one to have flesh and blood and be perfect in his dealing. Righteousness has been given to you. Holiness has also been given to you. All you need to do is listen to the Spirit of the living God. You see, if you see a Christian that obeys the voice of the Holy Spirit, that Christian is a Christian that lives an exemplary life. You see, one of the secrets of Jesus was that Jesus Christ said, he said, whatever I see my Father do, that is what I do. That means that the power that Christ was exercising was not that he willed it, is because he seeth it. So now, if I am to go on a journey, and imagine if my mission now, which is actually our mission, you called me now, for example, and you say, my duty is to follow this person. And whatever he does, I should do the same thing. Whatever he's doing, I should replicate it. Do you know that it's actually easier now? Hello? Have you ever been to Abidjan, for example? Okay. Now, let's use a place here in Nigeria. Have you been to... Abakaliki? Abakaliki? Okay, now, so if you have not been to Abakaliki before, and I ask you to start going to Abakaliki without any direction, will you know the road to Abakaliki? No. But if I put someone in front of you that knows the road and your job is to follow, do you know that Abakaliki will be very short for you? So that is the job of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to guide us into all things. The Bible said that he will lead you into all truths. That means the life of a Christian is not relying on your own strength. It is not by power, it is not by mind, but by the Spirit, says the Spirit of the living God. So we ought to learn who the Holy Ghost is. You see, it's so important to understand who the Holy Ghost is, because when you wake up in the morning, before you put on a dress to go out, you have to look at your mirror. And if the Holy Ghost approves of that dress, do you know that the Holy Ghost has to choose the clothes for you to wear? You don't just wake up and move around anyhow. How does it feel? Maybe one day you are sleeping and on the radio they made an announcement that anyone that is wearing black will die today, and you woke up, it was black that was your favorite color, and you put it on, you will die that day now. There is a spirit that is in a man that allows a man. Before you go to preach to the youth, before you go to preach anywhere, you must ask the Holy Ghost what is the right outfit for it. Because you might be called to preach to the youth, but the youth might not be available. It might be the elderly that will be available. And if you dress like a young boy and carry punk and come to our mothers, they will reject you. Because according to our mothers, a Christian should have a very low cut, no beard, put on coat, not suit. You know there's a difference between coat and suit. Hello? Hello? The suit, you put on suit. Coat wears you. The coat carries you. The coat carries you. You don't want to go this way, the coat wants to go this way. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I want us to look into the person of the Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, beautiful. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, I'm not going to be teaching you deep about Genesis, but there is a difference between in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. This means a complete building. In the beginning, God created heaven. Actually, it's heavens, because there are more than one heaven. According to the Bible, we have understood that there are three heavens. Does that make sense? So the Bible said that in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. There's one earth. Then verse 2, please. Are you with me? Verse 2. Can someone also open the scripture for me, please? Can someone open the scripture for me, please? Can someone read from there? Yes, you can read, please. If you are there, just read for me. NLT, is that NLT? Alright. Okay, please, can we avoid the unnecessary delays? Sorry for that. Now, the earth was formless. Excuse me. The Bible said that in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. When you use the word created, it means done, right? It is finished. English, am I getting right in the university? I'm right. When the Bible said that God created heaven and the earth, it means it has been done, created and dusted. But now in verse 2, the Bible said that the earth was formless. How can what God created become formless? So now there is a difference. There is a very big gap between Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. But we are not to teach about that now. Now listen, this is where I want to carry your attention to. The Bible said the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. Because you know, in the book of Genesis, you didn't see where God created water. You saw where God divided the water. You didn't see where God created the moon. You saw where God called for the moon. You didn't see where God created the soil, but you saw where God separated the earth. You didn't see where God created the fishes, but you saw where God said, let the earth bear fruit according to its own kind. Let the sheep bear fruit according to its own kind. You didn't see where, how did this earth know how to bear fruit? How did the tree, how did the earth know that it needs to bear mango tree? It means that before that time, there was an existence that took place. There was a spirit being that existed. Rajaba. The Bible said the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God here is the Holy Ghost. You see, the reason why he is called the Holy Ghost is because there are many ghosts. You see, there are many ghosts. Ezemua is a ghost. There are many ghosts. But he is the only ghost that is holy. Are you seeing that? That is the reason. You see, his name is not actually the Holy Ghost. But God allowed us to know him as the Holy Ghost because he's a person. It's a person that you see, when you sin against the Father, sometimes the Father forgives. The Bible made us, Jesus Christ made us understand that the Father will forgive. But if you look at the Old Testament, when you misbehave, the Father allows you to to enjoy some little punishment. And Jesus Christ came to give you the forgiveness. When you sin against the Holy Ghost, he doesn't forgive, he leaves you. But yet, among the three, he's so gentle and yet so powerful. In fact, the absence of the Holy Ghost is the absence of the strength of the Father. It was the Holy Ghost that was the one in charge of stripping Jesus of all the earthly power and conforming him into a man. Are you getting this understanding? How come Jesus, that is a God, is able to come into the womb of a woman and stay? A God, a creator of the universe. For you to create a phone, will you be inside the phone? You have to be outside of a phone to create a phone. If you create a phone and phone start controlling you, then you are not the creator of that phone. Because whatever you create, you have full dunamis over. Full power to control that thing. The Bible said the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. That means the Spirit is alive, because the Bible said the Spirit was hovering. That means it was moving around the waters. That means, according to biology, a living thing is something that can respond to stimulus. Is that correct? And this is one of the stimuli. Is that correct? Because we saw that the Holy Ghost can move. So that means the Holy Ghost is a person. If you look at the book of Acts, the Bible said, and the Holy Ghost spoke to them. He said, set apart from me, Paul and Barnabas. That means that the Holy Ghost can speak. You see, the thing is that you have been looking for the Holy Ghost to see him with your eye, whereas he lives inside of you. Until a man is able to go in within himself and search the Holy Ghost. You see, you have the Bible said that the light that was in the Father is in Christ. And that light that is in Christ is now in you. So the same amount of light that is in the Father is what is in you. And if the Holy Ghost is the power of God, and that Holy Ghost lives inside of you, and one of the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost, one of the evidence, does not a must, one of the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is because you can rebara vo supre elekisi prakata maroto belezivra ala sutopre. This is one of the signs that you have the Holy Ghost in you. That means you have the power of God living inside of you. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. That means the Spirit can move. Do you know that the Spirit was responsible for the breath of man? The Bible says, and God breathed. God breath entered into man. And man became what? A living soul. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew, and Jesus breathed upon them and they received the Holy Ghost. So breath is actually a sign of the Spirit. You see, the word there is what they call the word there. The word there is called I think I wrote it down somewhere. It's called Ruach. Ruach. It means energy. It means wind. It means spirit. You understand? So that is it. So the Bible refers to the Holy Ghost here as the Spirit of God. When they say something is the spirit of something, it means something is the life force. If I take the spirit of this brother here, do you know that what will happen is that if the spirit leaves the body, the breath leaves the body. Because this word was created with the breath of Christ, which means the spirit of the living God. So if God, Jesus, stopped breathing now, even this wood, everything here would dematerialize. Does that make sense? Follow me as we teach. So now the Holy Spirit is a person. Now we look at the major qualities of a person. What makes someone a person? What makes someone a person? How do we know that someone is a person? One, the person walks. Animals also walk. But that does not qualify them as a human being. Then we can speak. Then we can think. We can think. We can understand these things. We can reason. Now let's look at the book of Genesis 1:2. We saw that the Holy Spirit can move. Then he has feeling. Let's go to Isaiah 63. He has feeling. Now I'm trying to explain to you the presence of the Holy Ghost. Then after I will allow you to understand how to absorb that. Oh Jesus. Isaiah 63 verse 10. Now he said, but they rebelled against him and grieved his Holy Spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit has a feeling. To grieve someone means to bring someone into provocation. To upset someone to a certain level that the person doesn't want, you know, only for grieving. You know, when you are grieving, you can't speak very well. When you are grieving, I see even a madam walk it out, for example. Mother than I now walk it over a loved one, you will be tensed and you might not be able to utter words. You are grieved. I see that the family is grieving. They are not in the mood of laughter. The Bible said something here. It said, but they rebelled against him. See, it referred to the Holy Ghost as him. That means the Holy Ghost is who? A person. So the Holy Ghost has a gender. The way they have female and male. So the Holy Ghost is the male part. Is that correct? Follow me here. He said, but they rebelled against him and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he became their enemy. And forget about that. That's the most important, that he can be grieved. Now, number two. Okay, let's also look at the book of Matthew 12, verse 31. Matthew 12, verse 31. So the Holy Ghost has feeling. Because you can't grieve anything that does not have feeling. Thank you, Jesus. There are some persons here. I see doors opening in their life right now in the name of our Lord Jesus. He said, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he has feeling. You can offend him. You can hurt him. You can make him get upset. But above all, he is so loving. In fact, the reason why you are alive is because you have the Holy Ghost in you. You see, even if you have not accepted Jesus as your master, there is an atom of him that exists in you. Because the breath that you are taking every day, you don't pay for it. And that oxygen is actually the Holy Ghost. Because you can't see oxygen, can you? You see, that word in Hebrew actually means energy, means wind, it means air. That's why the Bible said that a born again Christian is like the wind. You don't know where it comes from and where it is going. Because we are the air, we are the breath of life. The Bible said that every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Now we go to Acts 7:51. Now see, I'm showing you these scriptures so that you understand that the Holy Ghost is a person. Because some of us don't understand that the Holy Ghost is a person. That is why some of our life are not being controlled by him. Acts 7:51, please. Can someone read for me? Please, just read for me. He said, "You stubborn people. You are what? Must you forever resist?" That means you can push him away. You see, the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you resist the Holy Ghost, he will leave you. That means that the Holy Ghost is a person. He has feelings. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now let's go to number three. The Holy Ghost can communicate. He can guide you and can communicate. Nehemiah 9:20, please. You can read for me, please. Nehemiah 9:20. He said, "You sent your good spirit." Are you seeing that name of the Holy Ghost? They call him where, what here? The good spirit. He said, "You sent your good spirit to instruct them." You sent your Holy Spirit. Remember the reason why he is called the Holy Spirit, because among all that spirit, he alone is holy. No spirit can ever be holy. He said, "There are many doors in the spirit, but only one leads to Jesus Christ. And only Jesus Christ leads to the Father." He said, "You sent your good spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, to instruct them. And you did not stop giving them manna from heaven or water for their thirst." So the Holy Spirit can instruct you. Have you ever wondered something, that you are in a place you don't know what to do next? All of a sudden an idea came inside of you. You know that naturally, now you know if you think that kind of thing. But an idea to escape or to give a better suggestion just happened. It is not you. There is a spirit called the Holy Spirit. He's the one that instructs you. See, now in this church, how many doors are you seeing? Three doors, right? One, two, three. Do you know that if these three doors are blocked now, you can't escape out of here? Is that correct? Is that correct? But when you call upon the Spirit of the Living God, he will give you 1,000 doors out of this same, apart from these three doors. Now you are thinking, how is it possible? Maybe you are thinking the roof. How is it possible? You see, the possibility is not your doing. Your job is not to think how he's going to do it. Your job is to know that he will do it. If not, how can someone die and later come back to life? What? What power? I heard a story about a popular man that died. Was it in Imo State or so? And they said the widows and the widowers came and were praying in his house, and the man came back to life. I mean, if you heard the story last month, people are not current. But if they say one man of God now slept to one woman, how many of you heard the story? Now the power of resurrection took place in your own country, in Nigeria, and you didn't hear about it. Maybe you wouldn't like to share that one. But let it be, pastor caught with a prostitute. You open, read, download, and spread the gospel. And then maybe in a church, "Oh God, use me." The Lord is not, the devil is using you. God cannot use you to damage his own. Because if eventually you expose a man of God for what he did, maybe fornicated, and you posted online, if the Holy Ghost come to your case, you remember your own. You know, that one was caught. That was why you knew. The one you did that day, Not only you there for house, dwell. But even Jesus was there looking at you. That is the most dangerous one. Not just Jesus. Your great grandfather, any of them were there, will go to heaven. They there, they watch you. Because they are caught the cloud of witnesses. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we say you sent your good spirit to instruct them. So the Holy Ghost can instruct you. And we need to know that. Now let's go to John 15:26. The Holy Spirit can instruct you. This is a teaching you don't want to miss. I want you to understand that the Holy Ghost can speak. The Holy Ghost can move. The Holy Ghost can talk. He said, but I will send you the advocate. The spirit of truth. Can you imagine? The Bible is calling the Holy Ghost an advocate. The Bible is calling him the spirit of truth because he can never tell a lie. So anytime you lie and say, he's a lie. The spirit of the living God can't lie. Even if he wants to lie, whatever he tells as a lie becomes the truth. So there is no nature of God that can lie. You see, in God is abundance of light. In him there is no atom of darkness. You must understand this. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, the Bible made us to understand that the Holy Ghost can speak. Let's go to the book of Acts 13, verse 2. You see, when you understand who the Holy Ghost is, you will never be stranded in your life. Never be stranded. Never. Do you know that if the Holy Ghost... You see what our brother shared as a testimony. He said that he was walking somewhere, and the main story was that he was owing somebody 500 naira, based on the story we heard. He was owing a woman 500 naira, but he was just walking... looking for a job, in search for a job. When he met me, he said, man of God, I don't understand, daddy. All the doors are closing now. What is happening? I told him that the doors are not closing. You are in a season. Some of you, when you are doing business, all of a sudden, you know they move the way they moved before. You start thinking there is something wrong with you. There is nothing wrong. Anyway, season. There is a time to plant. There is a time to harvest. If you plant a corn, it takes approximately 3 months for you to harvest the corn. If you use fertilizer, 2 months and 2 weeks. No matter the fertilizer you put in the corn, it can never grow under 2 days. It's impossible. Because time has to happen to that thing you are planting. So sometimes when challenges come your way, you run to different men of God. And if care is not taken, you will run to a wrong one. And that one will take the season that is coming. Then when it comes to the season of you reaping, you are still sowing. Anyway, season. See, I've seen people that wrote exam and came back and say, man of God, the result is bad. And they say, I keep checking. I believe I mean. I say, it's not like that. There is a superpower somewhere. That power is the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, have you seen someone that got admission when he did not apply into a school? You've not seen it before? You are not current. Haven't you seen yourself getting... Haven't you seen someone that have a cutoff mark of 180 and you that have a cutoff mark of 240, you did not get the course. The person got the course and yet did not bribe anybody. And we case they made this thing in the spirit. But your own problem is that you did not read. You want God to do magic. Even the earth system will reject what God wants to do. The time you are supposed to be reading, you are playing PS5 or PS4, which one? 5. You're playing PS5. Then 2 days to exam, you carry book. You now call, daddy, my exam now tomorrow. Pray, may God give me result. If the man pray, you still fail. But when you did your best, you see, the Holy Ghost can speak. You want to see it now. And the Bible says, one day, as these men were worshipping the Lord and fasting, as men were giving thanks to the Holy Ghost, to the Heavenly Father, and they were worshiping. The Holy Spirit said, Abarapata Peter. He didn't say Jesus said. You didn't hear? I don't know. Is it in your Bible? The Bible said that the Spirit had the afuanya ulu say, more son ketuku, more the Holy. The Holy Spirit. He said, dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them. As they were worshiping. So whenever you are in a church and they are praising God, even as I'm speaking now, the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. You see, that thing that you hear and you say, hey, I never saw it like this. It was the Holy Ghost that made you to understand. No man can understand except the Holy Ghost gives understanding. Jesus said that no one comes to me except the Father draws that person to me. You see, you are not my member, but you are Jesus Christ's member. You didn't come here because you want to see me. You came here because the Holy Ghost spoke to your conscience and brought you here. How many times have they been telling you to come and you reject to come? Until one day you made up your mind to come. You think you are the one that came. There is a spirit that spoke through you and invited you. That spirit actually did what they call anakazo. Compelled you to come. And the Bible said one day as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, that means the Holy Ghost can speak. So you can, how many times have you been, people will say, and the Lord told me to do this, the Lord told me, and you have been asking yourself, if this Lord has been saying, I've not heard. God speaks to everyone. Even the unbeliever can hear him. A man called Cornelius was not a believer, but he was doing good deeds. And one day an angel came. You have been a Christian for 40 years. You've not even seen an angel in your dream. Before, you didn't even see an angel. My son, you didn't even see. So even the devil refused to appear as an angel of light to you. It's not a must to see an angel. Don't mind me. It's not a must. When you hear the word of God, it's the best. Don't desire to see the angels, but if they come, walk with them. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now let's go to Romans 8:26. I'm giving you verses because when people tell you, forget about the Holy Ghost, don't be human being, be. So you have enough verses to explain to them. He said, and the Holy Spirit, are you seeing again? The Holy Spirit is coming here. So it's everywhere. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. So that addiction, that problem of masturbation, that problem of fornication, that lying, every time you are lying, that is a weakness. It's a weakness in the Christian. And there is somebody that can help that person in that weakness. Man of God, after I prayed, I fasted. See, fasting does not kill masturbation. Fasting does not kill spiritual wife. If you that day you fasted, finish, two of them will come. And this time around, they will call your name and come. It does not kill it. You just need to come and say, Holy Ghost, I hand over this weakness. You see, the reason is that you have been fighting for yourself. You thought you are fighting for God. And the moment you show God that you have strength, God will become weak on your behalf. Because the Bible says, in your weakness, His strength made manifest. So until you accept, I don't know the road, I'm mad at those, I'm mad at, the Holy Ghost will come. But the thing is that you are dragging the door with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is saying, walk this way. See, according to science. According to science, the geography and the partitioner and the region of SY is equal to here. And even in bank, you don't see SY. And you follow. And the Holy Ghost will just quietly be following you. You see, I like the Holy Ghost. He will not make noise, though. He will not remain there. He will not be following you. He knows you don't know the road. He knows you'll be stranded. He will not be following you until you reach one place and say, Ngwa. But when he comes and you start following him, he leads you. But he looked at what he looked at him and also he said, forget it, I know. Naoza. I was thinking, Naoza, is this true? He said, Banaoza, is it Wuguzo? My brother, he will give you so, will give you so, my chopped on way, you know why. But before he chopped us on way, trumpet or sound, he put in what if I was they want that on it. It's because you don't have the Holy Ghost that it's because of a Christian not knowing how to walk with the Holy Ghost, not knowing the person of the Holy Ghost, that makes a Christian not to know how to achieve his purpose on earth. Man of God, I had a dream. In that dream, I was delivering people. And anytime you pray for the sick, the sickness will leave the person and enter you. You start being sick. Anytime you pray. And the Lord was showing you where you are casting demon out, healing the sick. You think it's by shouting that you heal the sick. You will shout from now till tomorrow, nothing will happen. But if you know how to fellowship and walk with the Holy Ghost. When my daughter in the Lord was sick, we just lay hand. Say sickness they do. I'm like, sickness in my house. There is a place you enter, sickness knows it cannot enter. So for the father that allowed the sickness to sleep there for one day, no, now. You know, there was a day, David that came out of his parlor. He had a noise, he came out. And he saw it was the devil that was in the parlor. He said, oh, is it you? And went back. You see, we don't have problem with us sitting down and the devil coming to sit beside us. You see, honor self. You see, you can't stop the devil from whispering negative thoughts to your head. But you can stop yourself from obeying those thoughts. It's like when people pray, they want to kill demon. Every demon die. The demon cannot die. They are spirit beings. They can't die. Even the devil can't die. The Bible never said that God will kill the devil. The Bible said that he will burn in hell for eternity. So your killing is waste of prayer. They will know you don't know the truth. You can't kill a spirit. So the moment you see a brother saying, "Ah, Lucifer, die," you say, "Ah, you know, yeah, I'm never up to you now, ever." It's ignorance. They don't know. But if you have the Holy Ghost, he will teach you. Can you say, "I love the Holy Ghost"? I love the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that enables us to pray in the Holy Ghost. When you start elevara do sipra kali kamanaku sapra leba da blade suple eleva. You see, you know about the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost, but there are more than 9. There are about 23 to 21 gifts of the Spirit. And that is the essence of this series. We'll teach every of these gifts. And he said, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Your weakness is where the Holy Ghost comes. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. You don't know. For example, you don't know what God wants you to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for you with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. One thing that is common with us Nigerians is that the moment your business is not going well, it's the foundation. And after you have gone for prayer, they have broken the foundation. You come, then small business now work. Oh boy, you don't good well. Then any small challenge, you say foundation again. You say that man of God no break and well. My brother, it's not foundation. You are lacking the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes people were told that when you become a Christian, no challenge, no trial will come again. No. You see, in Christianity, there will be no upgrade except there is a trial. You can't grow in the spirit of Natsukwang. Oh yeah, people see a temptation because God cannot tempt. If God tempts you, you can never pass. But no temptation will come your way. So people say, "Man of God, a man of different madiga biganowa." My brother, no matter what you have passed through, your own past, your own challenge is equal with Dangote challenge. You see, if God gives you a challenge that you cannot overcome, then God is unfaithful. He's unjust. So the same challenge you go through, the same challenge I go through, the difference between you and I is the knowledge of what I have. That is why instead of you to pray for 8 hours, it's better for you to study for 6 hours and pray for 2 hours. Because even your prayer, without the right knowledge, you don't know how to pray. There are some people that are in their father's house, and I'm speaking to you now, they are praying against their foundation. And foundation is not the problem. They have not known who the Holy Ghost is. You see, your prayer is that you were taught that when you wake up, the only thing you need to do is do Nafa and Anawana Monso, and it is gone. See, the name of the Father and the Son is a very, there are God. God the Father, God the Son is the way to start. Not the way to end the prayer, it's the way to start. Is you acknowledging God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. So when you call their name, they are like, okay, then you are ending the prayer already. So you just come and say, in Jesus' name. I just cry and say, okay, then you are going your own way. So Jesus will not be in heaven waiting for you to say something. So people bring food, they will not say, God bless the cooker, punish the waiting in the name of... You're playing with your life. You will eat, if there is poison, you eat, you will die. You will go to heaven. The angels will just welcome you and ye azoche. They say you could have been here, but you are here. We take things for granted. The Bible says, give thanks to everything. Before you eat anything, give thanks. But the highest, some people don't even give thanks. After they don't chop finish, they can't remember, hey, I don't pray. But God is so merciful. So that person will be in his house. Prayer point. Every foundational demon. There is no foundation spirit in his family. But because he's calling their name, every foundation. Every foundation. Every foundation. The demon of foundation will start coming. Every foundation. Every foundation. I'm telling you the truth. And that they will come because they know you don't know. They will now position themselves. Then you now dream where there is chain, they are holding you. You now wake up and say, man of God, they have killed me. You actually brought that bondage to yourself. But when you come and you know you don't know how to pray, and you switch to the Holy Ghost, and you start Barava Sibra Kalita Leji Zebra Lavendebre, you might be thinking it's about foundation. The Holy Ghost is just saying, thank you, Father, for a wonderful blessing. Thank you, Father, for the car that you are sending. Thank you, Father, for the miracle. Sometimes all you need to do is prophesy what you want. God is waiting for you to speak, but nobody is saying anything. You are saying my foundation. God is saying, no, speak. What do you want? Have you seen a son? Who is a rich man in this world? I've not seen someone that is richer than me. So let me use an example. Who do you know? I'm telling you the truth. See, wealth, Abraham, are the amount of money in your account. If you can eat 3 square meals a day, you are rich. You see, you count yourself by the amount in your account. What is the difference between Dangote? Dangote eat in the morning. Eat afternoon, eat in the afternoon. Eat for night. Wait, what's the difference? If you eat chicken, na guy, they get bush rats. Chop bush rats. Meat, now waiting. Now you, they ghostify yourself. Oh. Do you know that one full chicken and someone that eat the hand of chicken is the same thing? The same amount of nutrients and protein is there. Even just egg, 15 naira has covered one full chicken. But your mindset has changed it. You are being held captive. When you come before, let me use Obiano now. Obiano, I need someone that is very rich, that you know that gives out money. Let me use Arthur Eze, right? Yeah, I think it's the best example now. When you go to After Ezra, do you start explaining to After Ezra that your family background, that the woman, he will chase you out. When you come, he says, you don't say my father, my mother. You say, I want money for business. He will say, yeah, 10 million or yeah, 5 million. That is how he speaks. He doesn't have time. There are thousands of people waiting. He doesn't have time. There's so much money. But you come before God, the giver of all wealth. You come, you start saying, my foundation, oh, my mother, you are wasting time. Speak. He gives. He said that he is the God that caused things that be not as if though they were. That is the challenge we have as Christians. Some people in their mind is their uncle that made them to be poor. And that uncle is very innocent. When they born you, did they tell your uncle to favor you? Where was your father when the uncle was hustling? You are blaming your uncle. Where was your father when others were making money? You say it was not opportunity, it was not opportunity. Well, shut up! You don't know what happened between the two of them. Everyone that is rich in your family is blood money. There is a blood money in Christ. Jesus has laid the blood. All you need is to ask. On another bata. Hey! Oh! That's why I say the my wealth, nobody can measure it. You've not seen me enjoy before, that's why you don't. If you see me enjoy, it's people that have seen me will tell you. They know. You've not seen me enjoy. It's not about the amount you have. When I was coming out, something happened to my birthday. Was it yesterday? I was coming out. I was supposed to go to someone's place to go and pray. So the man was waiting for me in the church. I wanted to go to this shop and speak words. He was a brother in Christ. So I started my car. The battery refused to work. I was like, did it again, nothing. I said, what is happening? I opened the bonnet. I prayed in tongues, went back, started, nothing happened. I said, this one will be tongue. Call mechanic. But if it is you, Baraka, you need wisdom, and only the Holy Ghost can grant you this access. And I called the mechanic. Mechanic came with battery. Just plug this battery on the ground. Use that jump cable. But start. What to start? If it's some of you, you stay there. It must start. No. Were you stranded? No, you are not. But if you are traveling on a long journey and your car broke down in a place where there is no help, if you speak to that car will start even with that engine. You see, God does not misuse his power. Oh, you need to know the Holy Ghost will carry. You need to know the Holy Ghost will carry. And my car started. Another car I carried from church. is you need to understand. So sometimes you are worried, you come before God to ask God what you need. You are talking about your foundation. You have to believe that the moment you have dealt with your foundation, you have dealt with it. It is over. Has no power over you again. Even if the devil planned your foundation around you, don't believe it. The devil is a liar. There is nothing the devil has ever said that is truth in his entire life. There is no truth in the mouth of the devil. Even if it is in the morning you woke up and the devil says good morning, it's a lie. Check well, your watch must have been tempered with. That's why the devil cannot give you anything good. And whatever bad thing he gives you, he will take the good you have. A woman was sharing the testimony, said, man of God, the truth is that I was desperate for a child. I needed a child. Everybody was laughing. Why is it that when people laugh, you are getting upset? Jesus was laughed. Why is it that Christian, they laugh you. You start, God, they are laughing at me. Leave that nonsense. People are supposed to laugh at you in a normal thing. If they don't laugh at you, how will you now laugh back? Save that laughter. When you get there, you will laugh at them. Everybody, and the woman went to what's the name of that place? One village like that, and went to the marine water. They use okoko. Fowl, native fowl, did everything, threw for the water. She gave birth to a child. At the age of 32, the child died back. Because the child was not from God. The child went there and bought Obanje. You know, Obanje never leaves. They are gotten from the river. They just allow you to have them for a while. Those Obanje you are seeing, most of them are 150 years old in the spirit. They just enter a body and harness. You can't deliver them. They are not children. They are spirits that are dead. They only occupy your flesh. And now she's, how old is she? She's almost 60 something. She's lost a child. But she has to believe that God can give her a child. And now the original child has come. If she had waited for God. The thing is that your own is that Obela for fatal. He said, God has forgotten me. Patience. You apply for a job, you didn't get it, you are upset. What are you upset for? Man of God said that this job they will give me, I went, they did not give me. That was what happened to a brother that went for an oil company. You remember the story, ba? He went and applied for an oil company. He said, man of God, they did not accept the application, no. I said, no, I'll pray for you. I'm not praying again, no. Later, they called him back. They were supposed to give him, he was supposed to work as maybe a servant or them or whatever. But they called him back. They made him the regional manager. Somebody that went to apply, for example, went to apply for a job of a salary of maybe 100,000. They sacked him. They didn't give him the job. They rejected his application. So he went back home, and 2 weeks later they called him back, made him a regional manager. But if it's me and you, if you don't go to 7 different churches, you don't know when God wants to test your faith. Because you are in the system where everything are now. That's why when you are praying, as you are praying, you are checking your WhatsApp. Barika bazubrele ele. Barakati Karabase Balaba. I know that around. I will call you back. Baraba God Yabaga. I will slap you. I will wound you. God, where are they, sir? Imagine how God looks at us. But if you have the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost comes, He controls your life. Hi. The Holy Ghost, you might try to touch that phone. You said, don't touch it. He knows the heart of the Father. See, a brother was given a job. He told the man, see, I'm sorry, I can't work today. I'll work tomorrow. And the man said, don't worry. Come tomorrow. Try it now. They will kind of give another person. But there is something he knows. He knows he ought to be in the house of God. To worship God. So whatever job that will come can wait. Some of you, if they call you now and say there is a job of 1 million, you will leave this place. Now. You will just pick up. You do me hand like this. Some of you, we even said that somebody died in your family. For how much? 1 million. You leave the presence of a man that can give you 200 billion. Don't see, you think is that you don't know how to weigh God. God is bigger than your imagination. So just imagine that whatever you can imagine cannot be quantified to God. And God is generous. The Bible says in the book of, I think, Romans 8:32. Go to Romans 8:32, please. We are still coming back to hell. Just give me 32. It says, since he did not spare even his own son, but give him up for us, won't he also give us everything else? If God did not spare Jesus and sacrifice Jesus, what are you asking him that he cannot give you? What? What is that thing you're asking God for? Yes, you finish with third class, waiting for apple. Now first class they get job. Waiting be the class where you don't go take care. Now first class they get job. Do you think it's every man that has money that went to school? If you find him, if you find him, he will close all your mistakes and perfect you. See, let me tell you, the richest person in your family is not because they have. The ranking in families is not the way you think. Your brother might be richer, he's not the wisest. You see, you might live in a two-bedroom apartment, but the strong oil rests on your head. I tell people this thing: if God gives you two members, hold those two members and bless them. If you have a younger brother that is coming up and knowing the things of God, whatever you can support that brother, because that boy might hold the key to your destiny. But because it's your younger brother, keep any formal. One day, you saw what happened to Joseph. He came out and said, I saw these things. I saw the moon and the star and 11 stars. The moon and the sun and 11 stars bowing to me. They got upset and they sold him. Why they were planning to sell him? They were about to fulfill the prophecy that God has given to him. That's why sometimes it is good to share your dreams. Because you never can tell the enemy that will help you to fulfill the dream. But sometimes you are keeping your dream to yourself and the enemies have not heard. Sometimes let them hear it. It's in the hearing that you get your blessing. He came out the next time and told them the same story. I saw. And they said, this young boy. And they sold him. And the Bible said that the Holy Ghost allowed him to grow in wisdom. And he had the gift of interpretations of dreams. A man was in the prison and became the leader in prison. You see, let me tell you something. When God gives you Milo, find milk and make a tea. Oh, you don't understand this thing. When God gives you Milo, find milk and make a tea. How can God take someone? How can someone be taken from a place and thrown into a prison? And while in the prison, he became the leader in the prison. God gave him one gift: to interpret dreams. And because of that gift, he became assistant president. More like a governor. He was in charge. In fact, he was the president. He was almost the king. Because that apart from him, no other person could rule. He was second in command to the king himself. Because he could interpret dreams. You can interpret dreams. You can pray in tongues. You can prophesy. Where are you? You have not known how to walk with the Holy Ghost. One gift. When the power of God came upon Samson, Samson would shake his body. Power will come. Samson was not as big as I am. This, my brother here, was fatter than Samson. Because if Samson was as big as I am, you would say it's because he's big. What about David? The power of God came upon David, and David was able to kill Goliath. You have so many gifts in you, you don't know how to use them. Because we have not known how to walk with the Holy Ghost. Give me back to that 26, please. We have made him so small. That is the problem we have. And he says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot. That is why sometimes some people say, man of God, I'm praying in tongues, but the things know they work the way I want. Keep praying. Anyway, seasons. You ought to know the season you are in. Anyway, season. It's not about traveling abroad that the breakthrough will come. The Bible said, I will bless you in the land that I have given you. He said, and I will bless the works of your hands. But in order for this thing to take place, you must know the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, the Holy Ghost gives gifts to men. The Holy Spirit is in the life of Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 1, 26, verse 26. I want you to see who is the Father of Jesus. Are you understanding who the Holy Ghost is now? He's a person. He can speak. He can talk. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, Nazareth, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Nazareth. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Hi. Oh, when angels appear. God. Some said, "Favor among you women. Favor are you among women." He said, "Greetings." This is an angel, and the name of the angel is Gabriel, speaking to Mary now. He said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Now, in the whole earth, God found one woman. Next verse. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what an angel could mean. Confused, and she was not like, hey, to fear, I can't be different. No. Because when an angel comes, you will know an angel has come. The first thing an angel, when he comes, he said, do not be afraid. If an angel appear here, you go run. Forget her. You go run. Even if I tell you it's an angel, you go see the run. I mean, go tell you, say, come back. Because they carry the glory of God. And whenever an angel appears, most times God begins to speak through that angel. The angel is a vessel God speaks through. So when God speaks, the angel takes the word of God. They come and they speak it out. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Next verse. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her. "For you have found favor with God." You have found favor with God. Next verse. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." This is why I tell every woman, before you give birth to a child, you must know who the child is. Before you give birth, know who the child is. Know who is coming. Know the anointing of the child, so that you know how to put him in the right way. He said, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." Next verse. Now, Mary was surprised. I mean, the Bible said that she's a virgin. "He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David." Next verse, please. "And he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Next verse. Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin. How can this happen?" Now, this is where you see our main man, the Holy Ghost. Next verse. The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." So the Holy Ghost can plant a seed in a man. You're not hearing me. You're on low speaker. You need to come to high speaker. Can you hear me very well? The Bible said that the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. If you are in it, I feel his presence now. Jesus. Oh, Alla mana si pra la vende berecoso pra la vati pra la vende brezubra ele kusa prele. But there's someone here, I'm seeing the Lord speaking. He said, I'm restoring his heart. There's someone now, the truth of the Lord is entering your heart and God is bringing for restoration. And the angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High. The power of the Most High. If the Holy Ghost do not come, the power will not come. The absence of the Holy Ghost is the absence of power. The presence of the Holy Ghost is the presence of power. He said, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy. And he will be called the Son of God. So, next verse and see what happened. Now, in order to cut the long story short, Mary accepted and said, let it be done according to your word. And at the same time, Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. So the Holy Ghost was the father of Jesus on the earth realm. Because it was the Holy Ghost that came upon Mary. And Mary had the seed and gave birth to Jesus. So the father of, when Jesus Christ said that whatever I see my father do, I do. He was referring to the spirit of the living God. Because the Holy Ghost is the spirit of God. And even when Jesus Christ died, the Bible says he gave up the ghost. That same spirit that left Jesus was the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? There are three persons that is one God. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. If you don't understand the duty of Jesus, you will not understand the mission of the Holy Ghost. You see, Jesus came to fulfill the will of the Father. And the Holy Ghost came to fulfill the will of Jesus. You are here to fulfill the will of who? The Spirit of the Living God, which is Jesus. Are we getting blessed? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's look at the book of Acts 10. Who anointed Jesus? Who anointed Jesus? Acts 10, verse 38. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with who? With what? With the Holy Spirit and with power. You see, you might have the Holy Ghost and not know how to call for the power. You see, if the Holy Ghost does not live inside of you, power will never come and power will never manifest. But when the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you, power manifests. You see, some of us cannot die again because we have died already. That is why when calamities is happening around the world, you are not worried. Because if they shoot you, it will not enter. Even if it enters, you go to heaven. It's called win-win. Say win-win. Win-win. And for you to enter heaven, self, na big reward. You see, you think the devil is fighting you. The truth is that you don't know that you have power over the devil. You have the source of all power inside of you. Let me borrow two brothers. Let me borrow one, two, three. Please, can I borrow you? Please, let me just show you something here. These people be like they will beat me or Kai. Young man, come, let me borrow you, my friend. This is my good friend. We have always been preaching together, ministering together, being in every of our togetherness. English. Yeah, now see what happened now. I'm sorry, please. Can we celebrate them for coming out, please? Please do that. Celebrate them. Now, please, I know it's possible you can beat me, but just understand this story. Now, can you beat this young man? He's very correct, ba? You, sir, you can beat him. Very correct. You can beat him. That is very correct. Now, there is something. This young man, without having the Holy Ghost, is someone you can beat. But the moment the Spirit of God comes inside of him. Now, my brother, with me and this boy, can you beat this boy? Sir, can you? He's weighing. You can't. We can't try. But I can show you how you can't. Because if this young boy bites you for a leg, I will beat you well. You may just hold you. You don't need to fight. Now just jide one place. Tadaka. Nkuli. Now, understand the point I'm making now. The absence of the Holy Ghost means that this boy is vulnerable. So, if this boy carries the power of God, don't see me as Emeka, see me as the power of God. If this boy carries the power of God, there is no way on earth any power can stand him. Not even Ezemo. In fact, Ezemo is the lowest power. Why? Because the power that gives light. Now, it is the Holy Ghost that gives life to you. Is that correct? It's the Holy Ghost that gives life to you. It's the Holy Ghost that gives life to you. Now, if this young man carries the Holy Ghost and you fight him, that Holy Ghost can take the life out of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the Holy Ghost is with him. You are against him. So if you fight him, you are fighting not against him. You actually are fighting against the Holy Ghost. And since the Holy Ghost is the one that controls the power in you, he can take it out from you. Does it make sense? So whoever carries the Holy Ghost carries the ultimate power. Can you have a wonderful seat? Can we celebrate them, please? Now, does it make sense? He said, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Then after power came, Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. After the Holy Ghost came, Jesus had the power. Your Jesus was not powerful until the Holy Ghost came. You didn't hear it. You're not reading the Bible. You're not reading the Bible. Your Jesus. You know Jesus. Your own Jesus. My Jesus was not powerful until the Holy Ghost came. And the Bible said, and God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then it was after the power came. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed. The absence of the Holy Ghost is the absence of your power. Do you know that the Holy Ghost can warn someone in a dream on your behalf? Have you read the story of Gideon? Gideon went to fight millions of warriors with just 300 soldiers. In fact, according to the book of Judges, a dream, one of the soldiers had a dream of their defeat. You read about Abraham, when Abraham's wife was taken from him, God appeared in a dream to the king and warned the king. There are some people that will touch you in your place of work, and because of you, an angel will appear to the person's dream and warn the person. You wake up, all of a sudden, the person that was shouting at you stop shouting at you. You think it's just normal. Something happened. You and the person, your God threatened to deal with you. And you went down to bed and you start, the Lord, I'm innocent of this allegation. I did nothing wrong to this man. And you slept. And while your ogre is sleeping, an angel of the Lord appears before that ogre and said, if you touch that servant, I will deal with you. And your ogre wake up and calls you on the phone and said, Chidima, how are you? He said, I'm fine. Chidima, we want to promote you. You didn't ask for promotion. There is something you change. It's called spiritual ojoro. You manipulated something in the spirit. Christianity is power. Christianity is power. Until you understand this thing, you will be a Christian without power. You must understand what you carry as a believer. There is no room to be afraid of anybody. You can't be afraid of anything. The witches in your family, the witches in the village, they kill people. You can't die. You are already dead. You are a living spirit. You have died already. You have the Holy Ghost. And the foundation of your family, the Bible says, for what other foundation can any man lay than that which has been laid in Christ Jesus? You must stand on it. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. For I will say of the Lord is my refuge and fortress, my God, in him I trust. He said 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand side, but they shall not come near you. For only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wickedness. Because you have made the Lord your God your dwelling place, therefore no evil shall come near your tent. There are some times you can be sleeping. People in your compound will be saying, which, not before you. Not before you. Wait for waiting. You are the God of the witches. The Bible said that God is the Father of all spirits. Hi, Jesus. Can we go to John 5:19-23? He was the power of Jesus. The Holy Ghost was the power of Jesus. We're talking about spiritual gift here, but we are studying the person of the Holy Ghost. He says, so Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. Jesus is saying this. He said, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also do. That is the job you are on this earth to do. Follow the Holy Ghost. Whatever you see the Holy Ghost doing, do it. Whatever you see the Holy Ghost doing, do it. Have you ever seen yourself in a dream beating someone in the physical you know you can't beat? That's happened before, but you've seen yourself in a dream beating someone you know in the physical you can't beat. It's because there is the Spirit of the living God in you. In the physical, have you ever seen yourself where they shoot you a gun in the dream and you didn't die? How many of you have had such dream? You are in a dream, they shot you, thank you, and you didn't die. What happened? There is a spirit that is with you. That thing is actually showing your reality of who you are. Jesus explained, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Take me to that John 5:25-26. The power of the Holy Ghost is the power that resurrects from the dead. Media, are you with me? 25. John 5:25. And I assure you that the time is coming, indeed is here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. You don't know this, but after Jesus died, when Jesus died, he could not die. Because the Bible said that the son that sinned will die. But in Jesus, there was no sin. So he couldn't die. So God took all the sin of everyone in this world and placed inside of Jesus. Still, he couldn't die. And the Bible said that he gave up the ghost. So he allowed the power that was in him out. He left the Holy Ghost. And the moment the Holy Ghost left him, he died. But the moment he died, something happened. The Holy Ghost went with him to the land of the dead. The Bible says, and Jesus preached the gospel. That is the book of 1 Peter. And Jesus preached the gospel in the land of the dead. Then after he was done preaching the gospel in the land of the dead, the same Holy Ghost came. The power of resurrection came. While he was there on the third day, the power came and hit him and he came back to life. If you have the Holy Ghost, you can't die. When we talk about die, you see, the best way to die is to know when you want to die and die. You know this is time, you prepare yourself and you leave. You have the Holy Ghost that is in you. The Holy Ghost is the power. You see, Jesus cannot even do anything without the Holy Ghost. How many of you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Holy Spirit? How many of you acknowledge the Holy Ghost? How many of you wake up in the morning and say, precious Holy Spirit, I thank you for today? How many of you? You wake up in the morning, some of you don't even know how to pray. You say, Jesus, I come to you in the name of Jesus. How can you come to Jesus in the name of Jesus? Jesus Christ did not say, pray to him. He said, pray to the Father in my name. But you wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ, I pray in the name of Jesus. Who are you praying to? You don't even know. Your prayer is scattered as your life is scattered. But when you have the Holy Ghost, he comes to you. There are some times you want to pray out of anger. You want to pray. And the Holy Ghost said, don't pray, just sing. That time praying is praying in error. There are some doors that can't open until you worship God. There are some doors that can't open until you learn to dance before God. I'm not saying, you know what they call dance? The one you are dancing is the one you know how to. Dance is moving your body in different ways. This thing can be dancing. You just come, the Holy Ghost will say, dance. You start dancing. Why? You are tired. The Holy Ghost will say, continue dancing. You are saying, my ways, they pay me. He say, keep dancing. And after you dance, they tell you that one of your brother, Amroba attacked that man. You're like, I'm Robert. What time? Your dancing was around 7. They say, the man will say around 7 o'clock. And they say they will shoot me, but they shot me. The bullet did not enter. It was your dancing that was stopping the bullet. You didn't know. That's why the Bible says, for you don't know what you ought to do and how you ought to do them. But the Holy Ghost can do those things for you. You wake up, you are about to go to your shop. Something says, go with the bottle of water. Prophetic. You took a bottle of water, you came to your shop. Something said, pour it on the ground. You pour it on the ground, you walk in. And everybody's waiting for you to come out with ulaba. And you came out, your leg is even looking fresher. The Holy Ghost. If He guides you, you see, something, Umarbai was kidnapped. That Umarbai was kidnapped. They missed cement and water for him to take. That the only way they will leave him is until he drinks it. He took it and said, you will only do what water does in the system. He drank the cement with water. And all of them repented and ran away. Power. Amrobas came to Daddy Pastor Iya Deboye. And they told him, where is the money? Bring money. Where? He walked through the wall and entered through the wall. The Amrobas found the gate outside. These are men that operate with the Holy Ghost. A man was praying. Daddy Kumuyi was praying one day. And the wizard was flying. The wizard came and stopped and called two demons and sent them forth. The wizard saw fire from heaven, from earth to heaven, burning. And he conjured two demons and sent them. The two demons died. They didn't come out again. He said, what happened? He summoned Lucifer and Satan came. And he said, don't you know the fire that is this? He said, what fire? He said, this is Papa Kumuyi praying. When he's praying, you don't cross. You wait till he's done praying. Men that carry fire. Was it not Kathleen Kuma that was preaching one day? As he was preaching, her legs could not touch the ground. Life! Her legs was on the air. She was preaching with the Holy Ghost. Men that carry power. Was it not that David Ogweli that was praying one day in the hostel and fire, smoke was coming out. People were running out of the hostel. He said, come back. I'm only praying. A man was praying and fire was burning on his head. Dimensions in the spirit is the Holy Ghost. You must know what they have. You know what they call koinonia with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a human being. He's a person. He's a spirit being. He can speak to you. You can hear him. If you know how to speak to the Holy Ghost, you can't have challenges in life. That is the reason. It's because you don't know who the Holy Ghost is. That is the reason why you go to a man of God and the man will look at you and say, sister. Yeah, sister. We need to do deliverance on you. Hey, this is your... And you are laughing. He will demonize you. When you have the Holy Ghost, even your lecturer cannot hold mark against you. You don't know these things. The lecturer is saying that you will not pass your result. Nobody will pass my course. So until you pay 5,000, is because you want to pay. If you don't want to pay, you will still pass it. After all, that paying is a sin. If you don't want to pay, you will still pass it. Do you know what you carry? You carry the Holy Ghost.
He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God.
There is a spirit that is in you that is called the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said that this spirit searcheth all things. The Bible said, and what knoweth the thing of a man, even the spirit of a man? How much more the Holy Spirit that searcheth the deep things of God and revealeth it to man? It's because we don't know how to walk with the Holy Ghost. We've not understood the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. After you came before God and prayed, what did the Holy Ghost say? You woke up in the morning. I need that. Find me on that. You woke up in the morning. And after you woke up in the morning, you just prayed. Father, bless my day. Bless my today. In Jesus' name. What did the Holy Spirit say? You didn't hear anything for your day. How do you expect your day will go anyhow? That's why you come back home and say, I don't even know how my day was going. A car almost killed me. Keke even charmed me. In fact, I don't even know. It'd be like I get typhoid and malaria. Why won't you have them? You are not planned. You woke up in the morning unplanned. The devil will plan for you. You see, that is the devil's job. If you don't plan, they say, if you don't plan to succeed, then you planned to fail. So the absence of planning is the planning of failing. So you must understand to fellowship with the Holy Ghost. You come in your shop today. It's not every beggar that comes to you to beg that you give. There are some you will give. The Holy Ghost will say, don't give this person. The Holy Ghost is the only one that can discern who is who. I'm not saying you should be stingy now. Say, I would have given you, but the Holy Ghost said, I shouldn't give you. Say, I forgive you. The Holy Ghost said, I shouldn't give you. People are like that. They will lie with the Holy Ghost. You say, hey, I don't mean you ever. Mom, now I say, that morning, the Holy Ghost did not speak to you. That is more point. That is not for God. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, you will enjoy the power of God. You will enjoy the power of God. That was why I went to somebody's land. The man said, come and pray for my land. I just entered. I said, just bring oil and water. He brought oil and water. I prayed in tongues. I didn't even join them in prayer. Prayed in tongues. Say, thank you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, pour the water on the ground and pour the oil. I pour water on the ground, pour the oil. Based on the Holy Ghost. I've done prayers without oil and water. And God still hears. It's based on the Holy Ghost. And after that, we give God glory. I said, sir, you will build house here. The man was looking at me like, how? I just say, pray for land, which time we build house. And now I heard that he started the building of the house that January after my prayer. It's the power of God. You see, you must know what you carry. That was why a woman came here and dropped, was it 200 naira? A woman came and dropped 200 naira. And 3 days later, I got 15,000. Or the got more than double. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. He can do all things. A woman says she am man of God for 3 years, no child. The one thing I know is that God can give child. She said, no, well. I said, you are pregnant. Oh, well, check. Say, you are pregnant. She went and checked, she's 3 weeks pregnant. You see, the child might not be there because the devil has hid the child. But because you have spoken, it is late. It will be done. See, God has given you power on earth. God said that I've given you power to dominate the earth. You can't do that without the Holy Ghost. Babalawo point hand at you. Let me tell you, the Babalawo that will point hand at me has not been created and can never be created. Because that one cannot be born. It cannot be born. Let me show you something. Go to the book of Mark 10, verse 1, please. You have something that is beyond human understanding here. Nobody, can we read for me, please? Someone should read. Please open NLT. Please, if I'm reading, just be opening the scripture for me. Anybody there, please. Help me read, please.
Mark chapter 10, verse 1.
No, Matthew. Give me Matthew 10, verse 1.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Mm. Jesus called his 12 disciples.
The Bible said
together,
that Jesus called you and I.
And gave them authority to
and
cast out.
And he gave
out.
Us authority, what?
To cast out devils.
To cast out devils. You see, the Bible didn't say to cast out demons. So demons are small thing. The Bible, this one used devils. That means that anywhere you enter, if a devil dwells there, you have the ability and the power to cast it out. To cast out devils. Can you read verse 8, please?
Verse 8. Heal the sick.
Now, he gives you a command. Use this power that I've given to you to heal the sick. Next verse.
Raise the dead.
Jesus, excuse me. Are you seeing it? He said, heal the sick, raise the dead. The power of the Holy Ghost can raise the dead. See, what is that thing that is dead in your life? Your business, your marriage, your finances, your career, your academics, your whatever is dead can be resurrected. Is Jesus, the name of Jesus. Today I want us to pray. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, today is the time to pray in the Holy Ghost. Today we are going to pray and charge ourselves in the Spirit of God right now. Can we be on our feet? Today you have to pray in the Holy Ghost. You see, there are powers that have been harvesting your life. See, that's what they call the canker worms. Sometimes we don't know what is happening in our family. Everybody then will rise and fall in the family. Nobody's receiving the blessings. You must stand in the gap. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost.
Spirit of the living God, is the Holy Ghost, scepter of the King of Kings. Is the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come, is bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you here will be filled of the Holy Ghost. You see yourself begin to pray in languages you don't know. In Jesus' name. Before we pray, if you are here, I hear it in the spirit. You are here, you have not given your life to Christ, and you want to give your life to Christ. Come forward. Openly, neighbor, you've not given your life to Christ. You want to give your life to Christ, or you want to renew your relationship with God. You can come forward. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be worried about. You are here. You want to start afresh with God. You can come forward. Can we celebrate them as they're coming forward? You want to give your life to Christ. You want to renew the vows in your life. You see, there is nothing to be worried about. You might have been with Christ for as you have been following Christ, but after a while you gave up. You stopped believing in God. You know something happened along the line. Please come forward. Come forward. Something happened along the line. You don't feel stronger the way you used to feel before. You want to renew it. Those of you in front of me, when I'm done with this, I'm going to release fire over your body right now. Something strange and powerful from the Father will come upon you. So, Lord Jesus, I come before the Heavenly Father in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus. I acknowledge, O Lord, that I have offended you, that I have wronged you. But I come before you today to receive forgiveness, to receive mercy. I reject and I renounce any author that I've been connected to, knowingly or unknowingly, that is not of God. I reject them today. I renounce them. And I come before thee, O Lord, to accept you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior, as the master of my life. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe you resurrected on the third day. And I ask, O Lord, henceforth I declare before heavens and the earth and before the cloud of witnesses that you are my Lord and you are my Savior, and forever you will be my God. I receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of mind, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of restoration, the Spirit of salvation, the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I receive the power of tongues in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you now. Just pay attention as I pray for you. Father, these ones has openly declared that they belong to you, Lord. Father, I commit them to your heavenly hands. Whatever addiction, whatever worry, whatever challenge, Lord, by the power in the name of our Lord Jesus, we break those altars over their life that are messing up their life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Every evil utterance is spoken over their life, dismantled in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we welcome them to the family of Christ Jesus. Henceforth, the blessings that are in Christ Jesus, the blessings you spoke about in Ephesians that has been given to us in the heavenly places, are showered upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. They will find favor where others do not see favor, Lord. Their hands, whatever they lay their hands, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, their gifts is reactivated in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let there be an infilling of the Holy Ghost. Is there any one of you here that does not pray in tongues? Do you pray in tongues, sir? Wonderful. You still pray in tongues. That's wonderful. Father, let there be an infilling in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let there be an infilling in the name of our Lord Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Go back to your seat. Can we celebrate them? Now let us begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. 5 minutes to charge in the Holy Ghost.